Blog Talk Radio.
I only had 2 minutes to live and I'm still here. What happened? How come I'm still around? I went to a doctor and he told me I had 2 minutes to live. And he said, well, how are you going to pay me? I said, please, 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 doctor, please, just stand there another minute. He said, if I stand here another minute, I won't get paid. Because I only had 2 minutes to live. I said, doctor, can't you save me? He said, I haven't got enough time to save you. What do you mean? Aren't you a doctor? He said, yeah, I'm a doctor. I went to school and, I forgot to tell you. I only studied horses. Horses? Yeah, I don't know anything about people that have 2 minutes to live. Wait a minute. Well, I don't have a minute. I only had two. Wait. 2 minutes are up. How come you didn't die? Oh, the 2 minute. Wait a minute. That's right. 2 minutes are up and I'm still here. Boy, what a doctor you are. Now you can pay me. Oh, I said, here, doctor, here's a chocolate bar. A chocolate bar? You're worse than the biting buzzard. Get out of here. The sweet biting buzzard. All right, let's see. Inner Sight Follies. Around the world, we got, I don't know if we're going to get any music. Where's my engineer? I think my engineer only had 2 minutes to live. Anyway, we got the biting buzzard. We have the exclusive footage. Exclusive. You won't hear this anywhere else. But on Inner Sight, the exclusive story of the outdoor office fire. Yeah. Wait a minute. Who wrote this? What outdoor? What are you talking about? Oh, it's a true story. When we'll have to call her Lucy. When Lucy came screaming in the night with her underwear on. Yes, and the outdoor office manager said, please, you're scaring the animals. and she went screaming in the night, fiercely. All right, that's coming up, the story of how it happened, where, when, and all that, exclusively here on the Inner Sight Frolics, right here on this show. We will have the burning sock. What are you talking about? Well, you can't have a shoe without a sock. Yeah, well, we don't want to. Who are you supposed to be imitating? Oh, I'm imitating the famous Ed Sullivan from years ago. From the Ed Sullivan Theater. And tonight we will have an atomic explosion that will completely wipe out the entire audience. You know, a guy went on his show and said that. And it was true. Rich Little. Remember Rich Little, the comedian? He was really a big guy, but they called him Rich Little. But he went on he went on Sullivan's show and said that, and people took him seriously. People started leaving the theater. That's so funny. And Sullivan screaming, "Wait, where are you going? Where are you going? The show is not over." You know. He couldn't bring them back because they got scared. All right, Inner Sight live on the Frolics. Yeah, let's see. I think I'll talk about all the old times tonight. Wasn't the old times funny? I think a lot of them funny. Yeah. The old time. I went to school. They used to have these doors in school. Doors were so heavy, I thought I was in prison. You know, you're trying to open the door. Trying to push the metal bar. You ever see these doors with the metal bar, school doors? I hated those doors. So I used to kick them, you know, and then the damn thing would come flying open. And the teacher used to go, "Easy there." And I used to say, "Get out of here." "Get out of here there." I used to irritate all the teachers. One time I went in the, I had to go to the bathroom. See, I was very fussy when I was a kid. I was always taking a bath. You know, I wanted to be very clean, you know. And I didn't like the regular room. You know, when you went in the damn room, and all these stupid-ass guys and kids, they'd stand up on the toilet. Why the hell, why does somebody stand up on the toilet with their dirty shoes? That's stupid. I never stood up on the toilet to look at any other people. Why should that? You stupid. Shut up. Anyway, so I didn't like the toilet. It was all dirt and had all gooky toilet paper all over the floor and the tank top and the where you flush the damn thing. So I decided, my father told me, never sit on a dirty toilet, boy. So I had to listen to my father. So I went into the teacher's room. Now, the teachers had a different room, see. Their room was nice and clean, had that smell in it. You know that smell? You know that smell in a bathroom? You know, the pine sol. Oh, yeah, pine sol was a big thing when I was in school. Pine sol, that was the big thing. You took that and you poured it in the toilet, see. So we had pine sol in the teacher's room. And in the other, the regular kid's room, we had piss sol. And I didn't like piss sol. I like pine sol. There's a big difference between piss sol and pine sol. If you don't believe me, just take a whiff. Anyway, I went in the teacher's room, and I was going to the bathroom. I had to go really bad. My father always taught me, take your time, move your bowel. You know, so I'm sitting on the toilet. This stupid teacher comes in and says, "What are you doing in here?" I said, "I'm going to the bathroom. What do you think? What are you doing here?" You know, I was a real rebel when I was a guy. I didn't take no crap from nobody. Teachers didn't scare me. Everybody was scared of teachers. I wasn't. I said, "Well, I'm going to the bathroom. What do you think I'm doing in here? Don't you ever come in here again." I said, "Listen, don't tell me what to do. I go wherever I want. This is a free country. Who the hell are you anyway?" I told him. And I walked out. I'll never forget that. It was
so funny. Wait a minute. Where was this?
Huh?
Where was that? You're making me laugh. I just came on.
It was in
and
school.
I'm hearing you.
PS157.
Yeah.
I must have been all of 9 years old.
Oh, my. And you told him off.
Oh, yeah. I didn't take crap on those teachers.
No, obviously.
I wasn't intimidated by teachers. There's one thing about me.
I wasn't intimidated by teachers. I used to tell them off, too. And my mother they used to write on my report card, "I don't understand the inconsistent effort." Because
hate those report cards. Remember report card?
Yeah, I hated them. I used to do well, but the thing is that if you were smart, quote, in quotations, I'm going to put that, you couldn't show that you were smart because everybody would beat you up and
yeah,
want you to
these,
do their
yeah,
but
these report cards, they used to come around every 3 months or something?
Yeah.
Get a report card,
yeah.
See?
Yep,
New York. I'm in the classroom. And kids are crying. I said, "What are you crying about?" He says, "Kids says, I can't go home." What do you mean? You can't? What? You lost? No, I'm not lost. I can't go home. And when Marshall got his report card, you didn't want to be.
He literally cried that much.
I won it.
Oh.
Yep. You didn't go near Marshall when it was report card day. And all these kids were afraid, "I can't go home. My mother's going to hit me. I don't want to hit her back."
Oh, you did not. You
got to
hit her back. Telling
kids to hit their mother when I was in school.
Yeah, and then they'll come into school with the black eye or something. How'd you get that? I don't know.
I hated report cards. You know, I said one year? I said, "Listen," I said, "wait a minute." I said, "Why can't we give, let's turn it around, give the teacher a report card?"
Yeah, right.
You know? Boy, would I love to do it. And a couple of kids said, "Yeah, that's a good idea, Frankie. How do we do that?" I said, "Well, just... get a card out and we'll make it up."
Start putting braille.
You know, so we did it.
You did
we
it with
did
braille?
We did it 1 year.
Yeah, you
so
did.
So we said on the top, "Teacher's report card." You know, and we wrote. And then you had these different categories, you know. one was concentration, and I wrote camp. Camp? What does that mean? Why, don't you know what a concentration camp is? And then another category said, fidgety.
Yeah.
Said, all the time. And then there was another all kinds of these different categories. Arithmetic.
Yeah. Let's see what they
you
said
know,
about that.
You can't count, I put.
<You're good>
It was
okay.
The teacher's report card.
It. You know what I did?
Man.
Oh, I was so bad. I was in nursery school. Now, this is only in nursery school I have you. And this kid kept taking my apple and messing it up, my wooden apple. So I took the
wooden apple,
hit him on the head. A wooden apple. And he messed it up.
You can't eat that.
No, but
sure
we were painting. No, we were painting the wooden apple. You know, and making
painting,
it look
yeah.
nice and everything. It was like art class, right?
Yeah.
No. So we were painting the wooden apple, and the kid took my apple and kept messing it up for me. So he gave me back my apple. I took my apple, and I hit him on the head with it, and I continued back, painting. Kid had a big cut on his head from the wooden apple.
So then he had to go, did he have to go to the nurse's office?
Yes.
No, one time I had to go to the nurse's office. I said, I don't want a nurse, I want a doctor. What's the matter with you? I said, I'm hurt bad. I need to stay home from school 3 weeks, I told him.
3 weeks? Is that what you said?
Now, just keep still, Frankie. We're going to call your
what
mother.
Was
You'll
it?
Be all right.
What was it?
Yeah.
What
you know
what
these
happen?
Teachers? Did you ever have one of these teachers to talk with the pencil? Keep banging
no.
the pencil. What are you banging
oh,
a pencil?
Yeah.
What are you, a maniac? You know, what's the matter with you? Yeah. When I went to school, the teacher would bang the pencil. You know?
I
thought she was going to stick it in my eye or something.
I had a teacher, when I was in kindergarten, cut my hair.
Ugh.
Cut my hair.
Cut your hair?
I was sitting, yeah.
What'd she cut your hair for?
It took a quart.
What, she a maniac?
Chair. Wait. It got caught in the chair. You know how those desks, they sort of, when you have your hair, you know, it was long, my hair at the time. It was a style, but my hair, when it's long, it is also
cutting
wavy.
Cutting your hair without
wavy.
Asking your mother?
Oh, my mother had a
kind
fit.
Of a thing is that?
My mother
why
had a
you
fit.
Just, why don't you just put a hat on you? These
well,
teachers don't think, you know. You know what it is? They,
no, she
could
have just sat there patiently.
They read too many damn books.
What? You would have cut it? Why would you have cut it? My husband said I would have cut it. I'm like,
no.
Yeah?
Put
what
a
happened
hat
to
on.
Somebody cut your daughter's hair? Big deal, he said. It's hair. What?
All right. In a sight.
It's a big deal. You got to mention that. Can we
get some, so you're here, that means we can get music, right?
Uh-huh.
Give me some of that Lauren Hardy music.
Hang on.
If you can hook it up. In the side, if you want to call in, make sure you pay for it. 213, what's
crazy.
The phone number? 213-816. 1650, like my old man used to say, when he got a phone call, there's nobody there. It's your dime.
It's your
Today it's $25.
Yeah, it's your $25. More like
it's your dime. You know, what a stupid expression.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the expression, though. Then you
yeah.
know that.
Remember, when we used to have the...
I remember when it was a dime, heck.
Yeah, remember that? I remember a nickel. A nickel to
yeah,
make a phone
call. Yeah, I remember when it was that, too.
You know?
Shoot.
The one time I was in the street, and this guy...
I remember
guy,
going to a phone booth.
Yeah, oh, I remember the phone booth. Oh, the phone booth, yeah.
Yeah, the phone booth.
They were
booth.
Cool, weren't they?
Yeah, they
I
were.
I got stuck in one time. I couldn't get out. You know.
Oh, my.
And here
How'd
I am banging the door, and... Some woman starts screaming. You know. Anyway, one time this guy had to make a phone call. He was a bum, a drunk, you know. And he's going around. You got a nickel? Give me a nickel, will you? I gotta call my wife because she's not home. So wait a minute. How you gonna? Now wait a minute.
How
you
gonna
call your wife if
she's
not home?
When she's not home.
I'm gonna ring. Maybe she'll hear the phone down the block.
And come home.
Down the
come
block.
Home.
You can't call
yeah,
her if she's down the block. You know, in those days they didn't have these cell phones and all that.
No, they didn't.
So this guy's trying to bum a nickel. Imagine trying to bum a nickel.
Yeah.
Now, forget it. Hey, you got $100.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
The guy on the train, he's trying to get money. He says, boy, it'd be nice if somebody gave me a $100 bill. I would make my day.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even have $100.
He's supposed to be a what do you call it, a magician. I said, wait a minute, you're a magician. Why don't you make it reappear?
Yeah. Is that what he said? He's a magician?
Anyway, well, what happened to my Lauren Hardy music?
Well, I was getting ready for you to ask for it.
Yeah,
right,
go ahead.
Go.
Let it rip.
There you go.
Well, what am I going to do with you? I haven't got an idea. Well, that's good. That means I can go back to sleep. Never mind. You're not going back to sleep. Well, why not? Because the landlord's coming over for the rent. Oh, him. That's right. And you know how he gets. When he bangs on that door, the whole block shakes. Shake, rattle, and roll. Cut that out. Well, what are we going to do? Well, when he bangs on the door, you answer it. Why do I have to answer it? Well, you're bigger than me. That's got nothing to do with it. I might be bigger than you, but you're smarter. Oh, am I? I knew that I'd get in trouble one day for being so smart. Well, what do you want me to tell him? Tell him we'll have the rent tomorrow. Tomorrow? Where are we going to get the rent? We're going to rent out the biting buzzard and make money. The who, the what, make what? The biting buzzard. The biting buzzard. Well, I hope he doesn't bite me. Oh, never mind. Now, he'll be here any minute. Get ready. Well, I'm ready. I got my helmet on and my armor I got my sword here.
Your sword.
Would you cut that out? Just be ready. You got a heavy. Give me a heavy. A heavy banging on the door. You got that? You got?
No, they took it all off my
good
thing. You know that. I'm pissed. Bang 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 bang. You do it well.
Who is it?
Never mind. Who is it? You know who it is. Open this door.
Well, I can't open the door.
What do you mean?
Well, the lock is jammed.
The lock is jammed? I'm going to jam your head.
Yeah.
You better open this door.
Well, who is it? What do you want?
It's Mr. Greedy.
Mr. who?
Mr. Greedy, you idiot. I've come for my rent. Now open this door.
Did you hear what he said, Ollie? He's pretty mad. He said, open the door.
Shh. Don't let him know I'm here.
He isn't here. Will you? he was here, but he just leapt out the back door. If you run, Greedy, you can catch him. Because, you see, Ollie can't run that fast. He's got leg-itis. Will you? What is the matter with you? Now he's going to be after me.
I'll get that bum. If it's the last thing I do. He thinks he's going to get away from me with that rent, does he? Well, I'll fix him.
That was one of the funniest episodes
ever.
He went out the back door.
Yeah.
If you hurry, you can catch him. He can't run too fast. Got the leg arthritis.
Yeah, leg arthritis.
All right, in a sight.
Okay.
Around the world, and there's the music. The landlord running after Ollie.
Yeah, right.
Here they go, around the corner.
All right.
Up the alley. Down the street. Now they got the police car. That was so funny.
It was. Want me to stop the music? You want me to stop the music? Kill the
yeah,
music?
We better do some commercials before we get thrown off the air.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Follies brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. My dog bit 5 people today.
No. She's
right.
Too nice to bite.
Well, she had to have a big lunch, you know. She skipped breakfast, so she made up for it. Will you cut that out? What
she does
is the matter with
people
you?
People are not nice to her, that I'd say.
And, I remember one, oh, I got to tell this story about, I got so many Subway stories. This one woman came down, I don't know where she came from, but she kept following me. And she said, this is with my other couple some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My dog, Timberwolf, I had. I think it was Timberwolf.
Oh, yeah, that must have been a
and
big
she
dog.
Kept following me and yelling, that dog doesn't belong to him. I'm with the agent, the Association for the Blind. We ain't going to take that dog away from him. And she's going on and on and on. And she grabbed my dog's leash.
Uh-oh.
And the next thing you heard was, My dog growled at her. So I'm going through the train, and here comes this bitch.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, what happens? I run right into two cops.
Oh, my.
And she goes up to the cop, and she says, you have to help me. I have to take this dog, this official. I'm with the Agency for the Blind, and he shouldn't have this dog. You know, the cop saw her trying to take my dog. He said to her, you touch that dog again, lady, and you're going to jail.
Yes, right. He's
and then
right.
She went through the car, which you're not supposed to do. You know, it's illegal.
I know.
And they went after her. They obviously gave her a summons.
Going through
it was
the
so
car.
Funny. This woman was a maniac.
Yeah,
you know.
I'd say.
Anyway, that's my dog story.
Cop story?
Subway,
dog
cop
story.
Uh-huh. All right, copper. That jig is up. Who used to say that?
Oh, God. Dragnet?
It was a stupid expression, wasn't it?
Wasn't that Dragnet?
Well, in the old movies, they used to call cops copper.
Yeah, I want to know why.
I don't know. But it was funny.
Yeah. It was funny.
James Cagney was one of the big ones who thought of that. All right, you dirty copper. Get out of my way or I'll drill you. You know.
Not drill you.
James Cagney.
He's funny.
I don't like dirty coppers.
He's always funny.
They're always getting in my
Uh-oh.
Way.
Uh-oh.
They brought a whistle on you.
That's
Will you cut that? Anyway, let's see, where was I? Big East, Takeda Rescue, .org, 609
sure nobody will ever rob Duran Diamond's house.
Oh, hell no.
Imagine they try to rob
that?
Her house.
Could you imagine all the TVs going after all the doors?
When I was there, last time I was there, she had about 10 Akitas in the living room alone. Nobody's
there. They wouldn't dare.
And they were so, a lot of them were so nice and sweet, but, you know.
Yeah, they are.
A couple
of
them growled at
me,
but I just sat there quiet, you know.
Why'd they growl at you?
Well, you know, a stranger.
Yeah, that's
They've
true.
Been protecting her. They're very protective.
Yeah, that's
some,
true.
Some.
Well, Akitas
anyway.
In general, you know, have good. Some of them have good temperament, you know, but some of them.
AkitaRescue.org 609-388-7004. Nobody stops on Long Island. Gary, dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All right. All right, here we go. Around the world, all the beautiful children. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, and watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember the youngsters who should have had a lot better treatment.
Yes.
All right. What else we got? Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. You want to know about legislation, meetings, all kinds of... Oh, they got equipment over there. Hope it works. I don't know how anybody could... I could never... If I needed a wheelchair... I could never use somebody else's wheelchair. To me, that's gross.
You want to know? When you're in the nursing home.
Gross.
You are.
Ugh.
You are. Yeah.
You know, give me the Lysol. And the
Lysol, forget it.
But first,
I
wash
that
it
with
down.
With the Lysol wipes, like 10 times.
With the
over.
Hose. With the hose. Hose it down first.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I sat there with the bucket, my famous bucket of water stories. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah.
Anyway, equipment at Silo. Check it out. Spray it and all that. I don't do what you're going to do.
No.
Anyway, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Let's see, what else we got? Tour of the Law Center, 631-761-7000. You need a good, I need a mouthpiece for these poor lawyers in the old gangster movies.
I know, I need a mouthpiece. I know.
A nitty.
I would never
want to
be a lawyer for, like,
you need a mouthpiece. Oh, some of those lawyers were funny in the movie.
Yeah, they are.
You know, the gangsters.
I could do that. Could you do that?
The gangsters, always had lawyers. Two, three.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I know. Could you ever, like, defend
No,
a
one
gangster?
Movie,
I couldn't do that.
One movie, Edward G. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he played the gangster. And he came in with one lawyer. And, and that lawyer left. And, you know, the next day, he had another lawyer. So the judge said, what happened to Mr. So-and-so? And Edward G. said, well, Your Honor, unfortunately, he met with a very serious accident.
Yeah.
Oh. And the judge didn't try to find out what happened either.
No, because he's a gangster.
All right, Insight. Let's see, who else we got? James Bahamundi. Nobody can say Jimmy's last name. Bahamundi. How about Monday? How about Tuesday? How about Wednesday? He only worked on Monday. How about Monday?
That's all.
He no lawyer rest of week. Only how about Monday?
He's probably laughing. right now.
Baja Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
And he works the rest of the week, too.
516 783-9662. Phone number.
Baja.
Ha,
Baja. 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 Ba ba ba.
Ha ba ba ha. Ha ba ba ha.
Isn't that like
hey, that's
a good,
that would be a good, that would be a good commercial for him.
Yeah.
Ha ba ba ha.
Poor guy. Yeah, right.
All right.
Poor guy and
enough
his last name.
Let's see. Well, who else we got? Mr. Kennedy Realty. You
oh,
want to
yeah.
buy a house, sell a house? Check him out. 631-888-1186 Kennedy Realty, good place to find out what your house is worth. Yeah, you know they make these houses today like I think the modern day houses, the average one, is so disgusting and you know they don't build them right. They make them out of.
Yeah,
you ever try to put a nail in a wall of a modern day house?
They
it goes
through
right through the wall. Nothing to hold it.
Yeah, it does.
Now, if that was the temple of Solomon in the old days, was all solid cedar.
Yeah,
that
couldn't
thing
get
was
through.
Strong, man.
Yeah,
they couldn't knock that down. They had to burn it. The Romans could not knock that temple down.
No.
The only way they were able to destroy it was to burn it. And it burned for days and days and days.
Oh, of course, because it was
all right. But today, they build a house that is so damn flimsy, you know. A good wind and that's it. I like the old-time houses better.
Oh, yeah.
I used to live in an old house. It was built way back when, 1800s, or even I think it was built before that, but all brick. Ah, oh, that thing was solid, man. You know, brick house. All right, in sight around the world. Now, what else? Who else we got? Beccaro's Italian Tavern.
Yeah, yeah.
516-798. 1555, Beccaro's and the great Joe Arion, great, great advocate.
Yeah.
It's going to be a year that Joe is dead. You believe it? New Year's. How are we going to celebrate New Year's with that?
You know what you do?
Yeah.
Here's what I was, you know, my aide, I told you that her son died. Well, guess what she found out last night? My weekend aide, she found out that her brother died in Guyana. She has to go there emergency. She has the other aide working for her, the weekday aide. It's a big mess. And
how old was
she crying
with
like crazy. Son was only 25.
What happened to him?
Sure. Somebody, it was a hit and run. And
hope he wasn't on drugs or anything.
We don't know because the guy ran away from the scene of the accident. By the time they got up, they caught up with him. Obviously, the drugs must have been out of his system.
Where'd that happen? On Long Island?
Yeah. Right near Winthrop Hospital.
Yeah. And what happened to her brother?
He had diabetes. Didn't know, and his blood sugar spiked up, and it killed him. And also her husband, who was in Guyana at the time, was murdered. So she hasn't had it easy. So today I had to give her a pep talk. Seriously.
Pep talk?
I said, listen. Yeah, I did. I had to talk to her.
You should have given her some pep talk this morning.
Yeah, that too. I had to give her that plus a pep talk.
Sounds like her
listen.
Family is kind of in with the wrong crowd. I don't know.
Or has a really dark cloud over them.
Oh,
well,
no.
I said, listen, You can't, you have the body and you have the soul. This is how I feel. Okay, everybody has their views.
You mean the guy died and she's got the body? What's she doing with it?
I don't know. When she gets there, she'll find out.
You remember that? Wasn't there a movie like that where the husband died? I think it was the husband died. And the wife kept the body in the living room.
Ugh. Oh, is that Great Expectations?
Yeah,
and
she wouldn't give it up.
Is that Great Expectations?
Huh?
Is that Great Expectations?
I don't
that
know.
Movie? I don't know,
but I remember a movie.
There was a movie like that, I remember.
A weird movie like that.
Very weird movie.
And everybody
was one
come
that the
say,
woman
oh.
kept her dress, too.
One uppity-up. Lady came in and said, oh, what is that odor? Oh, there. What is that odor? Sardus odor.
Odor, yeah.
And she says, and the wife says, well, I don't smell anything. Well,
yeah,
you're probably used to it, Bertrude. Bertrude. Well, why do people name their kids Bertrude? What kind of
I have
name?
No idea. That's a horrible name.
Sounds like bird shit. I mean, bird. Bertram, what is that smell? That abominable odor. You know.
It's you.
And she kept it in. I think it was an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
I don't remember now. Now you're throwing me for a loop.
Alfred Hitchcock. Oh, man. Alfred Hitchcock was a master.
Alfred Hitchcock was good. Yeah.
He was a master of craziness, you know.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And I remember one time he's talking about the body, you know. He says, matter is quite interesting, you know. And I would show you the body, but I don't want to shock myself.
You don't want to shock himself? No, that's funny.
But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we got any funny phone calls?
Hold on. Let me check who's on the line. All right.
We got
see.
The burning office coming up. Fire in the outdoor office.
Fire in the outdoor office. Hold on. He will explain what that is. A little craziness, but we'll
all
explain.
Right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why does this take so long?
Fire in the outdoor. Oh, this is an exclusive from InnerSight.
All right, hang on. I want to know why this is taking so long. Okay, we only. That's weird.
All right. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, it's just
maybe,
weird.
Maybe we'll get
coming
Louis.
Up weird. Hold on.
If we're
okay,
lucky,
I got it. We've got Lovey Drops holding.
Get Louie. Oh, Louie's on the line?
Yeah.
Ah, then let's take Louie and then we'll do the outdoor office.
Okay. We got 16 minutes just to let you know. All right,
oh,
here we go.
A few minutes with Louie. Louie, where are you? Louie.
Come on.
Hello there. Hey.
Hello there.
There he
yeah.
is. Louis
how are you? This is Pat Cooper talking.
Oh,
yeah.
Pat Cooper.
Well, hello,
Louis.
Pat.
All right.
Yeah, let me tell you about Pat Cooper. It's a long 63 years from the 1960s.
Yeah, this is Spanish Pat Cooper.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. I talk to one of the friendly philosophers. I see.
I don't need it.
Laugh.
Oh, the philosopher. You like the philosopher, huh? Yeah, this is the disabled friendly philosopher. Friend of mine went to the doctor and never came home.
And then what happened?
What do you think happened? His wife kept the body in the living room for 6 months.
Yeah,
scary.
And that's right. And then,
Suzanne Taraci.
Yeah, you got to tell that to Suzanne Taraci Ferreira. The
aroma.
The laughter of a cool of the inner psycho. And I told Suzanne cracking her funny bone. And
that's it.
Hello,
hey, Lou,
Suzanne Taraci.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I missed your phone call last Friday.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah,
hey, Louie, how was your birthday? Who had a birthday recently? Your father? Somebody
he
had a
did,
birthday.
I think.
Past October.
October, yeah,
birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, it was your dad's birthday.
Senior.
Oh, your dad's birthday.
Yeah, how old is senior now?
8'8".
Yeah, I was about to say that. He's in his late
80s. 88?
Yeah.
88.
Whoa.
He's older than you.
The sergeant.
Yeah.
Hey, God bless him, man.
Yeah.
So
well,
what'd you do for his birthday?
He's your bigger
nice
brother.
You
didn't know?
Applebee's.
Oh, you guys like Applebee's.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And Frank, I just bought a lipstick.
Lipstick?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Why'd you buy lipstick for yourself?
I want to be Lauren Hardy.
Oh, he wants to
Hardy
make up.
Lauren Hardy didn't wear lipstick.
He wants to be made up. What color is the lipstick, Lou?
Say it again.
What color is the lipstick?
They got love drops in it.
Oh,
that's why he bought it. Love drop lipstick.
They want all the chickies to wear the lipstick, and then they get all, you know, they get all hot.
Kissy, kissy, lipstick, love
that's
drop.
That's right.
I'm giving it to Poppy Casamo.
Hey, imagine if... Well, imagine if Dean Martin wore lipstick.
Maybe someone.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That's right.
I gotta see if my lipstick is smeared. I'll be right back, folks.
I'm gonna go
to the mirror if I can find it.
There you go.
Imagine Dean Martin with lipstick.
Yeah, I'm Suzanne. I have to get some makeup.
What? You like makeup?
Imagine.
I only wear very little makeup.
Yeah. Imagine
Dean
Martin.
You know what? I'm allergic to the eye makeup. I don't know what the heck they put in it lately.
Hey,
imagine
Dean Martin asking Jimmy Stewart, Jimmy, would you mind fixing my lipstick? Oh, whiter better, Dean. What's with the lipstick? Well,
oh,
I wanted
to
photograph
my
lips.
Yeah, I saw a little lipstick. Yeah, something like that, you know.
That's it.
There you go.
He's funny. Dean Martin with lipstick.
Yeah, right?
What's this? What's this world coming to? I mean, you know.
Well,
the macho Dean Martin wearing lipstick.
Yeah, hello, my name is Pat Cooper again. I'm going to talk to Dean Martin. Gave one of the audience some love drops. I'll give him some lipstick or something
that's
like that,
it.
You know.
That's it. He
all
wants
right.
The lipstick only for the
give
love
us,
drops, Frank. That's
give
cool.
us a little song before you go. We got to do the outdoor
office
fire.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
A little song, Lou.
What about this one? Dun 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 dun. Sunny day, sleeping off clouds away. On my way, where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to inner side?
Hey, all right.
That's our new song.
Louie the Lip. Not in his sight with his lipstick.
50 years of Sesame Street.
And the biting buzzard.
There you
and
go.
And the biting buzzard.
No.
Was it 50 years
right.
of Sesame Street today?
Let's get
yeah,
50th the
50th anniversary of Sesame Street.
Oh.
No.
Okay. That was cool.
Sesame Street.
Hey.
You don't know about Sesame Street, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I was thinking of that other guy who got locked up.
Oh, you mean Rogers?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Ooh, that guy was disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's move along.
So we're
going
to put you on hold, okay? Take care, Frank. No, Frank, go look at me. Take care, Louis. I'm losing it.
See you later, guys.
Good night.
Thanks, Lou.
Love ya.
Yeah.
We love you, too.
So,
Take care,
so the other day over here where I live in this cuckoo town, you know, this guy, he has a friend, see. Well, we all know him. His name is Gabriel. And he came along and the antique guy, Moses, we'll call him Moses.
Yeah.
Moses without the mountain. You know. Said, would you mind watching the office? I'll be right back. And Gabriel said, well, where's the office? Oh, you're sitting in it. See, that's the desk, and there's a chair, and just sit here. Oh, it's kind of cold out here. You might have a smoke. I don't care if you burn. Just sit there, you know. So he's sitting there, the guy starts smoking a cigarette, and I don't know, he got tired of the cigarette. The big pile of leaves next to him, see? And he took the cigarette and tossed it in the big pile of leaves, and that thing is smoldering, you know, for about an hour or so. All of a sudden, a big bomb of smoke comes flying up in the air with leaves and dust and a big cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo silver, you know.
No way.
Remember that movie?
I remember.
Remember that movie, The Lone Ranger? Well,
yes,
that's what
I
did, a big cloud of dust. But it was smoke. And
oh,
next
my.
Thing you know, the lady next door, Gertrude, she comes flying out of her establishment with the underwear on. You know,
what happened? Oh, the big fire, somebody called the fire department.
And Moses comes back
it.
And he says,
no
Gertrude, you better go inside and get dressed. You're scaring all the animals.
Get those animals out of here. This is horrible.
And the next thing you know, Gabriel runs behind the fence and he... He starts going with himself out to bait him over there, you know, and Gertrude sees this through the bushes. He goes, "Oh my God, what a pervert!" and Gabriel comes out half, half naked. He says, "Don't worry, Gertrude, I'll save you.
Get away from me, you dirty pervert!"
And then the fire department comes, and oh man, what! And then the news comes, and they had to throw some water on the leaves, they turn on the hoses, and Gertrude's complaining that her store got all wet.
Where we find America's foremost violinist,
what the heck is
Jack
that?
Benny, playing a symphonic arrangement of Love and Blue.
Oh jeez, how did that come on?
What was that?
Must have hit it with my hand. That was Jack Benny.
Oh, I love Jack Benny. Go ahead, let it roll.
You want to hear Jack Benny?
Anyway, that's the burning office, the outdoor office. And Gertrude said,
"Keep that little weasel away from me, the perverted weasel."
The perverted weasel.
Now, where's that Jack Benny?
You want to hear Jack Benny? All right.
Yeah,
come on. Hold on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist, Jack Benny, playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Blue.
Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough. if you please, myself.
Goodbye, world. Hope you don't get the chair.
No, I don't want it.
See you Tuesday, open mic. Good night, everybody. In a sign.
Good night, everyone.